Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
We're going to talk about graveyards. Have you ever been to a graveyard? Have you ever been to a graveyard at nighttime? They take on a life of their own. Stay tuned and listen to this story. Tonight's story, The Graveyard Nightmare. Alan and his wife, June, have been married for 17 years. They bought a house next door to a graveyard. They never had any children because June couldn't have kids, so they opted for dogs instead. Their two boxers lived outside during the day, but they were allowed to come in at night to sleep. In Rawlings, Wyoming, it can get very cold at night. The two dogs were named Coco and Buster, and they were well trained. They each had a sleeping pad next to the garage door. Their bedroom was on the second floor of the house, with one window facing the graveyard. When they bought the house, they joked about having a graveyard next door and that their house was probably haunted. But Alan started to have nightmares. He dreamed that he got up from his bed and walked over to the window that faced the graveyard. It was a full moon night, with a little ground fog hovering about 10 inches over the soil. He looked out of the window and he saw some movement. Well, maybe it was a small animal creeping around. After all, there were a lot of trees around the graveyard. But as he focused, he started to see someone's arm sticking out of the ground. It was just a black silhouette of an arm, but it looked like it was struggling to dig itself out of one of the graves. And that's when Alan woke up. Alan looked over at the clock, and it was 6:32 in the morning, but it was still dark outside. He looked over at the window that had just been in his dream. He got up to go to the bathroom, and as he passed the window, he thought about looking out over the graveyard, but decided that that was a little too creepy, especially since he just had a nightmare about it. He thought about going back to bed for another hour, but his heart was beating too fast because of the nightmare. He went downstairs and made coffee. He led his dogs out into the yard. They started barking in the direction of the graveyard. Why, that's unusual. They are usually quiet. Alan walked out on the back patio and yelled at his dogs, "Shut up!" His dogs stopped barking and wanted to go back into the house. June woke up and came downstairs and said, "Who are you yelling at?" And Alan told her about the dream that he had had and about seeing someone in the graveyard trying to dig themselves out of a grave. And she said, "Oh, don't tell me things like that. You'll give me nightmares too." She was half kidding and gave him a little wink. June and Alan never thought much about the graveyard until the nightmare. Later that morning, they both walked over to the graveyard just to look around. This was very scary. It was an old graveyard, and most of the graves were dated to the early 1900s. Just over the hill was the Wyoming Frontier Prison, and the graveyard was used to bury prisoners who had died in prison when no one was available to claim their bodies. As they walked among the headstones, they noticed that one of them looked a little out of place. It was a little crooked and not in line with the rest of the graves, and there seemed to be a little clearing where it looked like someone was scratching the ground with the tip of a shovel. And June said, maybe this was the grave where the arm was digging out of. Of course, she was kidding, but Alan didn't think it was that funny. The fact that all of the people buried here were criminals made Alan's nightmare even scarier. Alan continued to have this same nightmare. He would always wake up at the same part of the dream when he was looking out of his window at the graveyard, watching someone trying to dig out a grave. Each night, Alan's nightmare would go a step further, with the person digging themselves out more and more. Well, first it was just an arm, but now it seems to be two arms, feverishly scraping in the soil, trying to dig themselves out of the grave. Alan would wake up with his heart pounding, and he was sweating like he had run a marathon. He looked up at the window, and he knew that he had to walk past it to get to the bathroom. But he didn't dare look out the window at the graveyard. Each night the dream would continue, but each time it would go a step further. It went from two arms to an entire upper torso, sitting up in the grave with its lower part still stuck in the ground. Each day, Alan would tell June more details of the reoccurring nightmare. And at this point, she stopped kidding him about it because she could tell that he was actually being terrorized at night in his dreams. June said, "This has got to stop. Why don't you go see a doctor? Maybe he can give you some sleeping pills or something." Her advice made Alan mad because he wasn't having a problem sleeping. He was having a problem with nightmares. And June said, "Why not just face your fears?" Nala said, "What the hell are you talking about?" June asked Alan, "Well, you're having these nightmares, and each time the dream goes a little further, right? And then you wake up in the middle of the night, is that right?" Alan said, "Yes." And June said, "Well, the next time this happens, why don't you go and look out the window and you will see that everything is normal." The thought of looking out the window after having the nightmare was overwhelming. Alan said, "No, thanks." And June said, "Well, the next time this happens, why don't you wake me up and we'll go look at the window together?" Alan thought about that and he agreed that that might be a solution. That night, Alan promised to wake June up if he had the same nightmare. And they both fell asleep and Alan started dreaming again. His dream would start off the same way each time. His dream would be walking past the window, and in the middle of the night, for some reason, he would look out over the graveyard. Each time he would see activity. Someone seemed to be digging themselves out of a grave, and each time they would dig themselves out a little more. This night was the worst. In his dreams, the ghostly silhouette had dug himself completely out of the grave and was standing up in the middle of the graveyard. Alan woke up with a scream. "Oh, hell no. We've got to get out of here." June woke up and said, "Okay, let's go and look out the window together." And Alan said, "No, I'm not ready for that." And June said, "But you promised. We need to get past this nightmare. Come with me and I'll show you that it's all just a dream." Alan said, "Okay, but you go first." And at this point, June was mad and she said, "Really?" June said, "Come on, you have to go and face your fears or this will never end. It'll only get worse." After Alan hesitated for another minute, June said, "Oh, for God's sakes, okay, I'll go look out the window." June swung the covers off the bed in a fit of rage. She looked over at the clock and noticed that it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. She stood up and she went over to the window and looked out. Alan watched in horror as June froze at the window, obviously too scared to even talk or move. Alan said, "What is it?" June was doing everything she could to gasp for a lung full of air, and then she finally let out a blood-curdling scream that made Alan shiver with fear. Alan bolted from the bed to look out the window, and for the first time they were both seeing the same thing. There was a low-level ground fog and a black ghost silhouette of a person standing at the edge of the graveyard. He was facing their window, staring back at them with soft, glowing orange eyes. He appeared to have a machete in his right hand. Alan just couldn't take any more. He quickly turned his head for a split second to look at June. But when he looked back, the dark, evil spirit had instantly moved 50 yards toward the house, now standing in their backyard. You couldn't see the face, but you could see a dark outline of a person, and you knew that they were evil. June quickly closed the window drapes and picked up her cell phone and said, "I'm calling the police." Alan said, "What the hell are you going to tell them?" June said, "I'm reporting someone or something in our backyard." June yelled at Alan, "Go downstairs and check all the doors and windows. Make sure they're locked." Alan frantically ran down the stairs and double-checked all the doors and the windows. He could hear June upstairs on the phone, crying and trying to talk to the police. "Something is in our backyard and we need help." The police arrived within a few minutes and searched the entire property. They knocked on the door. Alan and June invited them into the house to talk. The police said, "Well, we didn't see anything out of the ordinary." And June was still shaking with fear as she asked, "Well, can you post an officer in front of our house until it gets light?" And the police said, "Sure." And at this point, it was about 5 a.m, and the sun was expected to rise within the next 2 hours. Of course, Alan and June didn't go back to sleep. They stayed up, peeking out the window every 15 minutes to make sure the police were still there. June and Alan both agreed that they needed to sell the house and get the hell out of there. The next day, they listed the house with a local real estate person, and they made plans to move completely out of the state. Their house sold within a few weeks, and they moved to Colorado, where they still live today. And since they have moved, the nightmares have stopped, and everything is back to normal. They made sure they were not anywhere near a graveyard. Still to this day, June and Alan don't know what the ghost wanted or why he was in Alan's dreams, but they suspected that it was evil and they didn't want any part of it. Have you ever visited a graveyard at night? What about a prison graveyard? You know, if you're brave enough, you could go and visit the Wyoming Frontier Prison and the graveyard just behind it. And if you want to add an additional level of creepiness, and if you dare, try to do this at night.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.
Ha 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 ha